Every month, we talk on the topic of being successful, especially when it comes to connecting, formerly our success principles through connectivity, thanks to the talents of my guest, Denise Sherwood of Sandler Training, and her special guest. So good morning to you, Denise.
Good morning, Shelley.
Hope you're well. Why do we do this subject, please? Why do we talk once a month?
Okay. We're talking about success principles to really help people to expand and grow and learn perhaps some new ways to connect with others. So today I've invited a special guest, Henry Morley from DPT Solutions, and he totally is someone that I met through a connection.
There we go, practicing what you preach. Good morning to you, Henry.
Hey, good morning, Shelley. Good morning, Denise. Thank you for having me on.
All right, let's talk on the basics. Tell us what you do and what your company's all about.
Sure. I'm the managing partner at DPT, as Denise mentioned, and we're a West Michigan-based performance consulting firm, and we do services for local companies in three main areas. One is business process management, which we go in and optimize processes for organizations to make them more efficient and effective. Customer relationship management, or CRM solutions, and also project leadership, where we help organizations manage all of their myriad programs and projects, which most companies have a lot of. The big issue that we have, the big differentiator for us, is we take a very business-first approach, because a lot of companies try to put in technology to solve a lot of their business problems, which helps, but it really needs to be taken from a business-first. How do you manage your business processes, align with your strategy, all of the business kinds of things to make successful change happen?
And DPT stands for?
Driving Performance Together, because we work closely with our clients to make sure that at the end of any project or initiative, their performance has improved, which is what they're looking for.
And Denise, how did you two meet again?
Yeah, actually, I met through a colleague of Henry's I was introduced to, who was a potential client for our services. And as we were having breakfast, she said, you know what, I think Henry really would enjoy this. So Henry enrolled in our program last fall, and that's how we became connected.
Well, we're going to bombard you with a couple questions here, Henry, if you wouldn't mind.
Let
me start. What did motivate you to start your own business? What was the driving force?
Well, there are a couple different things. One is, you know, like most entrepreneurs, I saw a need in the marketplace, as I mentioned earlier, that wasn't being met, that a lot of companies were looking to technology to solve a lot of their business problems. And while technology is certainly a component of that, it really takes a lot of the other success factors, as I mentioned earlier, around business process, managing projects well, incremental improvement, and change management, not to be subjective to that, but I think change management, getting users to adopt to new solutions, new processes, is a huge thing. So second thing is, I had done, prior to business consulting work, I was doing strategic sourcing, and I wanted to become a local presence here in West Michigan. I got tired of the travel, had young kids, all those kinds of things, and wanted the work-life balance. And third, and this is true for most entrepreneurs, I believe, is I started a business previous to this and ended up being an abject failure, I'll say it that way. But I learned a lot from that failure and the things that I did wrong and how to correct that. And I think that's a lesson for all people that want to start their own businesses. Don't give up, because it does take a couple times to get that done. So that was kind of how I got moving.
Somewhere along our professions, we have to fail, don't we?
Yes, we have to fail to win
a lot of times.
Denise, what do you have? What kind of question do you have for this good man?
Well, I, Henry, would like you to talk a little bit about what you have experienced as your success and growth in West Michigan, because you've taken it in the initial stages, even though this was your second launching of a business. Mm-hmm. It was just yourself, and you just started probably in your basement, and now look at you. You have how many employees now?
A dozen.
You have a dozen employees.
Another three or four subcontractors that we employ. So between 15 and 20 at a given time. So
at that time, you're sitting in your basement in an office and probably had maybe one client and saying, am I going to make it or not? So kind of just walk us through that journey and what that success looked
Actually,
like.
The starting point is kind of funny that you mentioned the basement, because I've got three kids. And I started out with the spare bedroom, and then I got moved out of the spare bedroom when the kids were born to the small bedroom, then to the basement, then to the closet. So you keep moving as the family grows.
I'm glad you stopped with three kids.
Yeah, I'd have been out in the garage or something, right? So, but no, I think the real keys to success, not just in our business, but, and I know it's a old cliche, but it really is listening to your customers and your clients. And not just trying to figure out at a distance, but really talk to them and figure out what it is they're looking for and put yourself in their shoes. I think that's the real differentiator is put yourself in their shoes. Whenever I'm doing consulting work, we're working with a C-level person or director, and I try to put myself in their shoes. If I was had to solve their problem, that's what we look for. And I think that that's a key. I think the second one is a West Michigan trait that I believe I worked in other cities before and other venues. And I think West Michigan values local partnerships and local trusted, particularly people that are working in the community and providing back to the community. And we certainly do that as well. And then the third one is we also attract a lot of great resources for the same reason that attracted me. And that is I wanted to stay local and have overnight, not, you know, traveling out to Los Angeles and things like that. So you attract a lot of people that have family values and want to be home for family things. So I think that really helps us in attracting great talent, which we have.
Let me pin you down for things that happen in three. Share with us three things that have helped you succeed.
Oh, just three, huh? Okay.
Just three. Just like your three kids, down. We're doing three things here.
Okay. Well, at the beginning, obviously, when it's just me or it's just a couple of us, it's the ability to wear multiple hats. And, you know, in that, as you grow, it's as those hats now have to get displaced to other people, it's figuring out what your strengths and weaknesses are so that you keep the ones that you're strong at and you find people that complement those things. I know that's been said many times, but I do think it's important that you figure that out fairly quickly because otherwise you'll keep all those hats and you won't do some of them well. So I think that's the first thing. And I think the other one is really understanding risk. I don't think risk is thought about well by a lot of people in measured risk. You're always going to take measured risk, not foolish risks like, you know, and I think that's an important piece. And then I think the third one, and this gets back to the Denise thing you mentioned, and that's constant learning and adapting. Going to Denise's class, the Sandler class, was huge. Not only did I enjoy it, but I learned a lot of great things. And I've been through sales classes and lots of management classes and leadership classes, and this one's very different than any I'd been to.
She serves really snacks, good. Too, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. She does. Coffee, good coffee, too.
They're
yep.
not locale either. They're not locale.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, we're working on that.
We're working on brain that, food. So. Brain yep. food.
Right.
Good. Thank you for that. We do talk, of course, on the topic of who's successful out there in the community, our success principles through connectivity. Thanks to Denise Sherwood with Sandler Training and special guests. Our special guest today, Henry Morley, managing partner at DPT. Denise?
Yeah, I think it's important, Shelley. A couple of things that Henry said is when we talk about success principles is the ability to take risks. Mm-hmm. So many times people are afraid, and I really like the point that it has to be really a thought-out risk. I mean, you don't want someone just jumping off and doing right. something crazy.
Right.
But, you know, we joked a little bit about him working in his basement, but his growth over the years has been steady and planned out and thought out. You know, he started small and then he added people, and then as his client base grew, he got an office space, and you know, and then he moved into a newer place. And so that's what you need to do. A lot of times you see people start out and say, I've got this business idea, I have $25,000, I'm just going to throw at it and see what happens, and they got all this overhead and all these expenses, and they just can't make it work.
Well, I'd like to add an anecdote to that because I mentioned about learning from my business failure, but there was the job that I had right previous to my starting my company was with another consulting firm, which I won't name because it's not around anymore, but I learned that exact point that they were hiring people and growing based on not planned growth, but just, hey, what do we need to make the stock price go higher or make the other shareholders and things like that? It wasn't good planned growth, and they went up the hill and back down the hill really fast in a matter of a year or two, and they're gone. So,
yeah, those are hard lessons to learn.
Yep.
So some of the biggest challenges, Henry, you said that, you know, with a lot of businesses, as you grew, you had to start paying, of course, to your own mm-hmm. attention to your process and your systems. Right. It's like anything else,
right.
you know, we don't really, shoes. Yeah, exactly. I right. mean, it's, you know, the doctor who doesn't, you know, take care of himself or something along those lines. So now here you've got this business, you've got this growth, you got people there. So you had to really look at the infrastructure and say, mm-hmm. what processes did you want to put into place? So talk a little bit about that and what you think somebody who is a small entrepreneur, what things they really need to focus on to be successful.
Sure. Well, in our case, you know, and this goes across all of our clients because we have clients very small up to, you know, Fortune 500. And one of the things is you don't operate, and I'll use our example, you don't operate the same processes with three people that you do with a dozen, right? They have to be different, expanded. You have to change roles. And so one of the things we see with growth at all levels is companies tend to focus on facilities and hiring people first And a little bit on organizational structure, but they don't think about, hey, we need to look at our systems and our processes that can support that growth in addition to that. And so one of the things that we do is we go in and help them with those other two pillars, if you will, to help make sure that that growth is balanced and it's on a good foundation. It's not just getting a bigger office and hiring 10 more people, which obviously is important. But if you don't pay attention to those other things, you can't operate the same way with more people. So I think the other part is helping organizations learn, much like I talked about flexibility and adoption for my side, it really is companies being able to do that too, is you have to have focus on change management as far as allowing companies to, as you're growing, that people have to change, right? They don't do the same thing when there's 7 more people doing what you do. Mm-hmm. You have a different way to operate. And so helping them recognize that and manage it, because people are people, right? And they change at different speeds and different ways, and you have to manage that as a success factor.
So what advice do you give both of you to people about being successful, Henry?
Oh, I get to go first, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Couple things. I think from a business perspective, I mentioned this one earlier, but I do think that listening to your customers and really expanding what they're looking for as opposed to what you want to sell, I think really helps a lot, particularly if you want to stay local and be a good business partner, right? I think that's important. The second one may seem cliche as well, but I think treating people fairly and honestly, and that's employees, customers, partners, excuse me, it just serves you well in the long run. You may get some short-term gains if you don't, but I think in the long run it reduces your stress, which is important. I think it helps you. And then the last one is just kind of my personal thing. This is one of my favorite quotes. It says, to be successful, you must think, believe, dream. Think about your values and what you want to accomplish. Believe in yourself and the decisions you make are based on your values, and dream about being and doing the things you want. Dare to make your dreams come true. And that was from Walt Disney, the man who built a
going to write that down.
Dream on a mouse.
Yeah, write that down for the next speech. How about you, Denise? We're giving credit to Mr.
Okay,
Disney.
Right.
You bet.
Yeah, I always give him credit.
Yes, yes. Tell me about your advice on this, Denise.
Yes, I think for this month's topic of entrepreneurship and integrating technology with people and process, my advice would be that if you're a small entrepreneur and you're starting to really look at the future, you need to think about your infrastructure. It should be an important part of the process and not the last part of the process. Again, so many times I see people that are growing their businesses that I work with, they bring all these bodies into a room, say, okay, here we got all these employees, but they really don't have any process to measure anything that's going on within the organization or any accountability around that. And that's really what Henry's organization does a great job with. And we at Sandler, we do a whole sales process that's integrated with the technology to help with that too. So
great. Learn a lot from this segment. Henry, how can we find out more information, please?
Well, that's fairly straightforward. Our website is, I don't even know if you're supposed to say www anymore, but...
I don't know what is the etiquette on that?
Yeah, I'm not sure. But anyway, the rest of it is dptsolutions.com. And if you want to use the old-fashioned phone, it's 616-957-1727. We also have a Facebook page and a YouTube page with some videos.
As you should.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Henry, for what you do. Denise, your final comment?
Yes. Thank you for Shelley for having us on for this segment and this this program. And I'd like to give my website. It's www.spp.sandler.com.
Sandler
Thank
Training.
You.
Doing good things, finding power in reinforcement, your tagline, and of course, our success principles through connectivity segment. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thank you.